And now, Ask the Chief with Tim James.
As temperatures drop below zero, what are police officers doing to help those sleeping on the cold, icy streets? This week on Ask the Chief, we're speaking with Chief of the Metro Vancouver Transit Police, Barry Cross, about the strategy for helping the homeless. So, Barry, what conditions or temperatures do your officers start to approach the homeless about finding shelter?
Well, all year round, our officers are approaching the homeless, but certainly as it is currently, and of course this morning is about minus four, these are times when our officers are extremely alert to the effects of cold weather on the homeless, and they are approaching people on a regular basis during their shift.
So what kind of conversations are happening in the squad meeting before going on shift? Is the sergeant saying, okay, keep an extra eye out? What kind of advice are officers getting before they head out there?
Well, absolutely. You know, when they're at briefings, they're being told what resources are available. Certainly at this time of year, there's different shelters that open. So we want to make sure that we have all those tools available to ourselves when we come across somebody in need.
And so what's the checklist? Maybe you see somebody who's homeless, okay, and you see it's a certain temperature, you see a certain condition.
Well, the main thing for us is to make sure that they are having their basic needs met. You know, are they hungry? Are they cold? You know, what type of resources do they need? So our officers have that information at hand. They've got resources they can call. It might simply be that they have to help get them in for treatment of some other type as well, not just necessarily because of the cold weather.
Now, if it's, let's say, you know, minus four like it is this morning, if someone declines help, even if your officers observe a risk to their health, what happens next?
Well, that's always a tough one for our officers, but, you know, if somebody chooses to stay on the street, ultimately that's their decision. We can't force somebody into a shelter, but we really do want to cover off the factors for consideration, which is cold, basic needs being met. We've got blankets that we hand out to people that are on the street that are in need if they don't want to go to shelter. We've got officers that hand out those little hot packs for their hands. We have officers that of their own volition and with their own resources will buy a hot cup of coffee, things of that nature, to help somebody through their day.
And how often are your officers coming across somebody who's on the street and, you know, in a concerning situation like this, especially at this time of the year?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't have a specific answer for you other than that we do have homeless that are in and around the transit system on a regular basis. And as I said, with the cold weather as it is right now, we're trying to be extra vigilant to make sure that we're caring for those that are out there needing our assistance.
This week on Ask the Chief, we're speaking with Metro Vancouver Transit Police Chief Barry Cross. So, Barry, how many people do you notice just riding the SkyTrain, let's say, for example, that aren't necessarily going anywhere? They're just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, well, that I won't say it's a common issue. Certainly we have people that are homeless any time of the year that are looking for a safe place to be, and at times being in public, being on transit is safe for them as opposed to trying to find shelter elsewhere.
And if somebody, you know, let's say has hopped the gate or pushed through the gate, is just riding the SkyTrain just to stay warm, your officers come across that person who doesn't have a ticket, what's the next step there, knowing that it's not that they want to go anywhere, they just want to stay warm?
Yeah, we're going to do our very, very best to try and get these people to the resources that they require. Sometimes just finding a bed, getting a bite to eat, a warm shower can be very life-changing for a person. So we really want to do our very, very best to provide that for them and to get them to those shelters that are available. Right now, there's three types of shelters available, Tim. There's year-round ones, of course, that we deal with regularly. But right now, there's temporary winter shelters. They generally open between November 1st and April 30th. And then, of course, we've got the extreme weather alerts that are occurring right now, and they have extreme weather shelters that are out there being run by groups like the United Way and Union Gospel Mission that we're aware of and that we try to get people to.
And how do you get these people actually to the shelters? Are you putting them in the back of a patrol car and taking them directly there?
Absolutely. Our officers will put them in the back of a car, and we'll take them to the shelter and make sure that they get the help that they need.
Well, Barry, that's all the time we have for this week. Some good information, and thank you so much for the call.
Thanks very much, Tim.
Once again, that is the Chief of the Metro Vancouver Transit Police, Barry Cross, joining us this week on Ask the Chief. If you have a question for a local chief of police, let us know. Contact us through news1130.com or tweet us using the hashtag #AskTheChief.